Okay, today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Chaf. Mitzvah Chaf, which is only a little bit of Sefer HaChinuch on Mitzvah Chaf, but we'll try to talk about what we need to talk about. Mitzvah Chaf, Shelo Yira'e Lanu Chametz BePesach, so that Chametz should not be seen on Pesach. Obviously, this is a team with Mitzvah Yud Aleph that we discussed a week and a half ago. Mitzvah Yud Aleph was Lo Yimatze, Shlo Yimatze Chametz Bershu Seinu BePesach. But this is Lo Yira'e. Most of the time, these two go together. Chametz cannot be seen, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shlo Yira'e Chametz B'chol Moshvo Seinu Kol Shivas Yimei HaPesach. All 7 days of Pesach, Chametz should not be seen in our house. Shenemar V'lo Yira'e L'cha Chametz V'lo Yira'e L'cha Tzar B'chol Gvolecha. Why is this separate from Lo Yimatze? Because it's a different pasuk. Remember, the Sefer HaChinuch goes in the order of the psukim. So Lo Yimatzi is mentioned earlier. That's why it's there. And here it is Lo Yira, Shivas Yamim. Ve'ein Eila Shnei Lavim B'Shnei Inyanim. These aren't two separate ideas, says the Chinuch. These go together most of the time. They're just counted as two. Aval Heim B'Inyan Echad. Kamo Shamru Zechron Levracha. Just like Chazal say in Meseches Beitza. As Hashem will get back to that Gemara. Chametz and Se'or go together. Chametz, which is bread, and Sa'ar, which is yeast, cause things that cause to be the leavening process. They go together. So to here, Lo Yira'e and Lo Yimatze are pretty similar. The Minchas Chinuch, though, starts the ball rolling, and he says, quotes the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, in Ochas Chametz U'Matzah, Ein Lokem Mishum Lo Yira'e Lo Yimatze, Elim Kim Kana Chametz BePesach. As we said, you only get Malkus for Baal Yira'e Lo Yimatze if you do an action. If I buy Chametz on Pesach. If I do an action, then I'm going to get Malkus. If I don't do an action, I'm going to still violate the Aveira, but I'm not going to get Malkus. Says the Kesef Mishnah there, in Aleph Gimel, V'nira be'enai, d'lo yira'e lo mashma ela kishuhu nira le'enayim dafka. Wow. The Kesef Mishnah takes the Torah literally. You know what lo yira'e means? It means if you could see it. You only violate it if it's chametz that you could see in your rishus. V'chein mashma b'sefer ha-mitzvahs. And also, it sounds this way in sefer ha-mitzvahs. Why does it sound this way? It doesn't explain it. But if you look in sefer ha-mitzvahs of the Rambam, mitzvah reish and reish aleph, mitzvah 200 and 210. The Rambam, that's Bal Yira'e Yimatze. The Rambam writes in mitzvah 200, shehis hiranu shelo yira'e chametz b'chol gvuleinu kol shivas hayamim. Chametz should not be seen in our gvul all 7 days. V'hu amru v'lo yira'e l'cha chametz l'yira'e l'cha sa'ar. In the next mitzvah, when he says Lo Yimatze, the Rambam adds in a line: Shehis Hiranu Mehimatze Chametz Birshu Seinu Afilu Lo Yehe Nira. Even if it's not able to be seen, you still violate Lo Yimatze. Says the Kesef Mishnah. What does it sound like by Lo Yira'e? So the Rambam didn't say this earlier. It sounds like from the Rambam that you only violate if it's actually able to be seen. That's the diuk that is in the Rambam. Therefore, it says the Kesef Mishnah. Therefore, let's continue. Umashakasa beperak dalit over bishabayura by yimatze. And even though we find many places that these two always go together, they don't always go together. Lav lameimer the bechalechad man is karm el over bishneihem. No, elahecha de shaychi travayu over bishneihem. If both are shaykh, then you violate both of them. But I'll give you a case, says the Kesef Mishnah, where you only violate one and not the other, and that is tamun. Let's see if chametz is hidden. Hidden chametz in your rishus. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you only violate by yimatze. If you can't see it, and it's hiding, and it's not able to be seen, it's under your couch, and it's between the cushions, and nobody sees it, you don't violate Lo Yira'e. Even Mishogeg, Lo Yira'e has to be able to be seen. That's the Chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah, that Tamun, it's not in the Gemara anywhere, but he takes the Pasuk literally, Tamun is Chayiv. Who argues on this? Beferish, the Rush at the beginning of Pesachim, the Rush in Perek Aleph, Simen Tes. He says, "V'over alav b'al yira'e, v'af al pi she'eino roe." Even though you don't see it, why? Because what does the Torah say? The Torah doesn't say lo tira chametz, lo yira'e chametz. It's nifal. It's going. It's the passive. Doksiv lo tira chametz, lo yira'e mashma lo yehei l'cha chametz b'makom ha'ra'ui l'ri'ia. You should not have chametz in a place that it's able to be seen if you looked for it. If you looked for it, v'yavo b'shein yodei shein bebeiso, even though you don't know. If you look for it, you'd find it. And that's why you have to do bittul. V'shuv einkan iser bal yira'e. Right? Doing bittul is not just to get out of lo yimatze, it's also to get out of lo yira'e. That's the chiddush of the... So the Kesef Mishnah says, he thinks, based on the Rambam, that it has to be seen. Says the Rush, it does not. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes this machlokes in Os Aleph, and he says the Achronim have an arichus on this. So then he says, I'll ask you another kasha. According to the Kesef Mishnah, what about somebody who's blind? Somebody who's blind, he can't see a thing. Does he violate Lo Yiraya? Says the Minchas Chinuch, I assume according to the Gans of Mishnah, no. Doesn't say this anywhere. Right? Doesn't say this. We'll see about assuming mitzvahs in a minute more. But it says, Im Kelim Dath HaGans of Mishnah, HaSuma Eina Over Balav Zeh. Af Im Nomar DeSuma Chayba Chol HaMitzvahs, even though if you say Suma is Chayba in all mitzvahs, Mikol Makom, Kan, Kivim De'Eina Roa Eina Over. That's what he says. I would assume that the Kesef Mishnah would have that extension. Then the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe not. Maybe hidden is different than open with a blind person. Why? V'yev shalomar didafka b'tamin. They don't hear a klal l'shamada. Maybe tamin is different. It's not visible to anybody. Avo be'eno tamin, but if it's not visible, after who eino roeh, moda, Kesef Mishnah has become akum over b'lav hazeh. I'm not sure. The Minchas Chinuch leaves a b'tzara chiyin. The Kesef Mishnah says your pater tamun is not doesn't violate, if it's hidden it doesn't violate by, there's no isra bal yira, but somebody who's blind he is unclear. Let's talk for a minute. This is a good mitzvah to discuss in general the mitzvahs of a blind person. Blind person chayv in mitzvahs. That's what the Minchas Chinuch brings up here. Starts with the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Talk about this for 3 minutes and then we'll get back to chametz. Bava Kamma, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind. Many Gemaras that allude to that. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma daf Pei Zayin, Rav Yosef says, Meirei Shav Amina, I used to say, Man de Omar, Halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Whoever said the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, who says what? De Omar, Suma Pater Mikol HaMitzvahs. Reb Yehuda holds that a Suma is Pater from all mitzvahs. A Suma doesn't have to put on tefillin. A Suma doesn't have to shake a lulav. A Suma doesn't have to do all these mitzvahs. We don't pass like Reb Yehuda. But Reb Yehuda holds that a Suma is Pater from all mitzvahs. So Reb Yosef says, I used to think that whoever said Allah is like Reb Yehuda, Kavidna Yomatav L'Rabbanan, I would make him a Yantif. Why? My time, Delomav Kidna Vaka'avna Mitzvahs. Look at all these mitzvahs. I'm volunteering. I'm not chayiv in these mitzvahs, but I'm still doing them. Awesome. So I used to think that Rav Yehuda, whoever said like, Rav Yehuda is amazing. But then, once I heard the statement of Chazal, Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yoseh, b'misha ein ha-mitzuva v'yoseh, greater is the person who was obligated to do something and gets up for it, more than ein ha-mitzuva v'yoseh, where it's harder to get up every day for something that we have to do. We go on vacation, we have no problem getting up at 5 in the morning to catch a plane. But getting up every day for work, for yeshiva, we can't do it. Why? Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yoseh, because we have a greater Yetzirah. Greater Yetzirah against the things that we, that's what Tosfos says, against the things that we have to do. So says Rav Yosef, now that I know that statement, then anybody who says, Allah is like Rav Yehuda, I feel bad. Because if I'm not chayv in mitzvahs, I'm on a lower level. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara sounds like Rav Yehuda holds that a Suma is pater for mitzvahs. Asks Tosfos there, a Suma is pater for mitzvahs? You find that a Suma could be about tefillah. You find that a Suma could be motzi people in mitzvahs. So how is it possible to say that a Suma is pater from all mitzvahs if we find through a source that a Suma can be motzi people in mitzvahs? Says Tosfos, v'nira. This is Tosfos Baba Kamma. Very important Tosfos. Pei Zayin. Di'af agav d'pater Rabbi Yehuda Suma mikol ha-mitzvahs. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says the Suma is pater from all mitzvahs, mikol makom, mi d'rabbanan chayiv. Mi d'rabbanan is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda knows nobody out there that would say a Suma doesn't have to do any mitzvahs. Even though he's pater in Daraisa from all mitzvahs, says the Tosfos, midrabanan he'd be chayiv. Why? Where do you get that from? Tosfos made up in the mitzvah derabanan. Says Tosfos, listen to the continuation. Af agav de'isha miftar b'mitzvahs aseishas man grama. I, women, are also pater from certain mitzvahs. So why? They're not obligated rabbinically. V'lo mechayvin avil midrabanan. Says Tosfos, no, a woman's different. Because at least there are some mitzvahs that she's obligated in. Mishumi mechayi, mishum she'ish mitzvahs, harbish mechayevas behu. Avol suma, ipadras le mikol ha-mitzvahs, afilu midrabanan in came, havile kumo nachri. She'ein noheg b'toras yisro klal. If you want to say a suma is pater from all mitzvahs, even midrabanan, he's like a guy. Can't be. He's got to be chayv in some mitzvahs. So it's got to be, at least on a rabbinic level, he's chayv in mitzvahs. That is Tosfos. That a guy, even according to Yehuda, that a suma is pater from all mitzvahs, it must be that he's chayv at least in mitzvahs derabanan. Say the achronim on this Tosfos. 1 minute! If he wouldn't be chayv in any mitzvahs, he'd be like a guy. What about the los assays? Nobody says that a suma could do, could a suma eat treif? Could a suma be a machal Shabbos? What's Tosfos talking about? If you want to be chayv in mitzvahs, midrabanan, you'd be like a guy? Of course, isn't it true, asked the Achronim, that a suma is chayv in all los assays? So we assume yes. We assume yes. There is a deya, just be aware of the Sefer HaMachria. The Tosfos Rid, we discussed it in Shia this morning. The Tosfos Rid wrote a Sefer HaMachria, a separate Sefer. And there in Simin Samach, I think it's Ayin Ches here, he quotes an opinion that says Rabbi Yehuda is across the board. That a suma is pater from everything, it could eat treif. That's what he says. And the Sefer, and he says there, Plianis Gaba lo uchale, the hechatazaga daitin, the mandomer suma part of Mikola Mitzvah, she put her off, feeling Mikola Avacheba Torah. What? Like a katan. Veloye onish, avarizara gili arayish, vichas domim chilo Shabbos? What, a suma can go kill people? What is they talking about? So we assume that a suma is chayiv in losa says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The question is then what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos said, if we're not machayiv them in mitzvahs, he's been like a guy. So the Achronim say beautifully, what gives us kedusha? Mitzvahs asay give us kedusha. He'd be like a guy without any mitzvahs asay. So what, he'll have losa says. But still he has to have some mitzvahs asay to give him kedusha. That is why Tosfos assumes if he does not chayiv in mitzvahs even like an isha, he would be like a guy, and that is why we have to be machayiv him in mitzvahs asay, at least be drabanan, according to Tosfos. Okay, this is a big topic. Maybe we'll get back to another place where this comes up if we have time at the end, in Yaredeya. But let's continue now for other, just two or three other halachas. And that is related to a suma. Does a suma say pokeach ivrim? Blind person, they say in the morning, v'bracha pokeach ivrim, thank you Hashem for opening up the eyes of the blind. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about it a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sibin Mem Vav, Os Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Noagim Levarach Brachas, I'm sorry, Kol HaBrachas Eilu, Im Lo Nischayev Ba'achas Mehan, if a person is not obligated in one of them, let's say you didn't hear the rooster in the morning. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Hanosin Lasech Levina. That's what he says. If you don't have clothing, you don't say Malbash Arumim. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. The Rama argues, V'yesh Omrim, Da'afilo Lo Nischayev Ba'hen Mevarach Osan. Even if you're not chayiv, you still make the bracha. Why? Te'ena bracha dafka al atzmo. The bracha is not about me. Elam avarchen. Shakadosh baruch hu bara tzarchei olam. Hashem created the world. Hashem created the day. Hashem created eyes. V'chein ha-minag ve'en l'shanos. That's the minag. And therefore, even if you didn't hear a rooster, even if you didn't go through all these motions, you still make the brachas. Mishnah Berura, asuma misses the bracha. Because it's not on his own seeing or her own seeing. It's on the Hashem gives vision in general. So you make the bracha. Pokeach Ivrim. Number one, does Suma do Kiddush Levana? You have to see the moon. Does Suma do Kiddush Levana? Says the Mishnah Berurah. This is in Hilchas Kiddush Levana. Tavcha Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Suma Chayiv. The Kiddush Levana. Yes. I thought you have to see the moon? No. The bracha is niskana on the fact that the moon renews itself every month. Even if I can't see it. Tavcha Vav Sif. Aleph, Sifkan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'gam hu nene, he also gets benefit because other people use the light of the moon to help him out. So therefore, he says the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Right, all of these. One more, what about Havdalah? So Bori Merah Eish, he does not say. He can't make Bori Merah Eish for others because that's a bircha according to some birchas hanenin. You have to actually get hana. So he doesn't say that bracha, but he does say Kiddush Levana. One final point. I once had this in my shul. Could a blind person get an aliyah in shul? Let's go Kasha. He can't see what he's reading. Could a blind person get an aliyah in shul? Again, machlokas machaber in the Ramah. Simen kuf lametes, nilchos kriyas haTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says, no. Suma eino kore. Lefisha aser likros, afilo azacha, shlom anexav. You have to read the Torah inside. You can't see it. You can't do it. Quotes the Ramah, the Maharil, achshav kore suma, kamosha anu makrim b'torah lama aretz. Says the Ramah, hey, we call people who can't even read Hebrew to the Torah. Right, we know certain people are amaratzim, and we give them aliyahs anyway. So the suma is worse than them. So the minog says the Maharil quoting the Ramah is to give, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that's the minog olam. The minog olam is to give sumas aliyahs. And in the Piskei Tshuvas he quotes, even though the Shulchan Aruch says no, the minog even in Svardic circles is to give aliyos to sumos. That is what the Piskei Tshuvas quotes. Mikol Makom Niskabel a minog lahakel kedivrei Hamaharil vaHaramah gam bekerav kilos haSvardim vegam beEretz Yisrael. That's what he says. Maybe on Shabbos, you want to give them a hosafa, you want to give them maftir, which is an extra aliyah, so then fine, but me'ikra din, you could give them. Okay, that's related to some of the issues of Suma. Continuing, that came up with the Kesem Mishnah. Let's get back to Chametz. V'dineha misharshi ha-mitzvah mashkasavnu b'shar mitzvahs ha-pesach. Back to the Chinuch. We already spoke about the all the tamim, the hashkafa of Chametz. We spoke about it yesterday, various mitzvahs. V'nohekes v'dineha mevar me'psachim. In Pesachim, it discusses the various halachas of this Isser. A couple of points. We touched on this by Baal Yei Matzeh. When does this Isser start? The Isser of Lo Yei Ra'eh. When does it start? So the Sefer Chinuch says, Kol Shevas Hayamim. You read the Chinuch, it sounds like only Pesach. Even though yesterday we said that the Isser of eating Chametz starts at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Daraisa, even earlier Durabanan. But the Chinuch sounds like, he says, you can't, Lo Yei Ra'eh, Shevas Hayamim. So the Minchas Chinuch already quoted all the sources back in the other mitzvah that we mentioned. Where was that? A mitzvah Yud Aleph. Os Aleph in the Minchas Menach there, he quotes many Rishonim, the Ravid and others say this is true. Lo Bal Yirah only starts later. But Rashi in Baba Kama says that Bal Yirah starts, Bal Yirah Yamatzeh starts Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Where do they get that from? There's no Gemara about that. Ah, we discussed then. If you say there is a connection between the Isra of Bal Yirah and Bal Yamatzeh and the Isra of eating chametz, so once we say the Isra of eating chametz starts on Erev Pesach by Chatzos, so do you say Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzeh starts earlier. Where do you see this connection? Who says that there's a connection? That's the Ran on the first page of Psachim. The Ran on the first page of Psachim in on Aleph Amon Aleph, Daf Aleph. There's no Daf Aleph in Gemara, but there is Daf Aleph in the pages of the Rif. Says the first Aleph Amon Aleph in the Ran in Masechet Psachim. So he has this famous formulation where he says, V'efshar od, shemipnei tam zeh hechmira ha-Torah bo, lavar ala b'val yorah b'yimatzei. You know why there's an Isra in the Torah b'val yorah b'yimatzei? So that you don't come to eat chametz. If you have chametz in your house, you might come to eat it. Therefore, the Torah asers you having it even in your house so that you don't come to eat it. This is an example of what the Achronim call a siyag d'oraisa. Even though usually we have siyagim d'rabanan, you can't do A midrabanan because you might come to do B d'oraisa. Once in a while, we mentioned this in Pashirim as well, but now we'll quote a couple of examples. Once we have, once in a while, you have the Torah asering A because you don't come to do B. That is an example, and therefore, what does the Ran emphasize? What is he underlying? He's underlying a connection between Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh and Isra Achila, and therefore, once Isra Achila starts at Chatzos, so too Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh might start at Chatzos as well. That is a machlokes Rishonim. But where else do you see the concept of a Siyag D'Oraisa? I'll quote one, two right now. The Rambam Sheet in Hilchos Issurei Biyah is Negiyah, the Isser of touching one of the Arayos. Right, touching anybody other than my wife during the time when I'm allowed to touch her. Touching one of the Arayas, says the Rambam, Isser D'Oraisa. Not just Bia. Bia, of course, is D'Oraisa. But Isser of Negiyah, if I touch somebody in an affectionate way, hug, a kiss, even holding hands, is an affectionate touch, says the Rambam, that's an Isser D'Oraisa. Kol HaBala Erevam and Arayas Derech Ivarim. O Shechibek V'Nishek, Derech Taiva, V'Nenev Gir Basar, Lokim in HaTorah. Where does the Rambam get that from? Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. Don't come close to be Megala Nerva. This is a Syag D'Oraisa. I can't hug and kiss D'Oraisa because I might come to lead to something more. D'Oraisa. Another example of a Syag D'Oraisa, the Ran about Bal Yirah. You have the Rambam about the Isser of Chibah Phoenician. There are certain types of Yichud, seclusion between a man and a woman who are not related to each other. Certain types of Yichud which are Asr D'Oraisa, also because of Syag. It's an amazing example of this quoted back in Rashi. Rashi and Parshas Bereishis. Don't have to go so far in being Maver Sedra to get up to this Rashi. The second parak in Bereishis. What does the pasuk say? Vayechal Elokim b'yom hashvi. Hashem finished creating the world on the seventh day. Seventh day? He finished creating the world on the sixth day. The seventh day he rested. What do you mean, Vayechal? We say it for every Friday night. What do we think of what that means? Vayechal Elokim b'yom hashvi? What do you mean b'yom hashvi? Says Rashi, Reb Shimon Omer, Basar v'dam she'eino yoged yodea ita v'raga'av. A person, a human being, does not know exact time. Even though, right, it says on the radio, at the time will be exactly at the beep. Right? Even though it says that, it's not really. To the millisecond, only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. People, human beings who don't know exact time, tzrichim lahosef michal ol hakodesh. We have to have the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyodea ita v'raga'av, Hashem knows exact time. Nichnas bo kachut asayra, he could get it. He could know the exact time to the millisecond. V'nira ki'ilu kalavo bayom. What does it mean to finish on the seventh day? To the human being, it'll appear that it finished on the seventh day. Because we're not so exact. To us, it'll look like he went into shkia. He went into sunset. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact time. What does Rashi say? We have to add on a few minutes to Shabbos. Because we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. Tosefa Shabbos. That's also an example of a Siyag D'Oraisa. We have to add on to Shabbos, so we don't chas v'shalom. Why do we light candles 18 minutes before Shabbos? That's a Siyag D'Oraisa. It's a mitzvah to light candles earlier. Oh, I still have 18 minutes. Chas v'shalom, no! We don't want to use the 18 minutes because then we'll come close to Shabbos. That's a Siyag D'Oraisa. That's exactly what we have here in the Ran. The Ran says that Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh is a Siyag D'Oraisa for the Isra of eating, and that is why Rashi could say that the Isra of Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh starts at Chatzos. Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Not only, one other point regarding the halakhas of Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh, not only is it my chametz, that's Asr Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh. Even if I am a shomer on somebody else's chametz, I also violate Bal Yirah B'Yimatzeh. But there's a very interesting machlokas, three shitas of the Rishonim. What level of shmirah do you have to violate Vali Rabbi Yimatzeh? So whatever you say is good. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel. Whatever you say. The pashtus is, the simplest, what I would have said without looking into any Rishonim would be, you got to have the highest level of shmirah. Right? Like I have a Shoel, Chiv Onsin. Because after all, if you have Chiv Onsin, as many Rishonim understand, that level of shmirah, you are a semi-owner. That's why you're allowed to use it. And therefore, the summary shown in Tosis about Metzia Daf Pei Beis says you have to have the level of Chiyav Onsin to be Chayiv by your Rabbi Yimatzeh. The Rambam is one step down. The Rambam, based on the Gemara in Pesachim, the Rambam in Chamitz Umatzeh Dalad Gimel says, as long as you're Chayiv in Gneiva Vaveda, like a Shomer Sachar, as long as you're Chayiv if it's stolen, that's good enough for Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh. Meaning, even though you don't own it, nobody's going to say a Shomer Sachar owns it, but it's good enough for Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh. You don't have to own it. You just have to have that connection to it. The most mechudesh shita is the shita of the Bahag. The Bahag quoted in the Rush, in Pesachim, Perek Aleph Simin Dalet, the Bahag says, even if I'm only a Shomer Chinam, I'm only Chayiv in Pshia, that's good enough to make me Chayiv. If I have that Chametz in my house, I'm Chayiv Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh. Meaning, I have to have a very little connection to be Chayiv Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh. With the Bahag, we don't know, where does he get this from? Maybe, one could suggest he gets it from the Gemara. Which Gemara? Remember the Gemara we said? The whole idea that there's an Isra Bal Yimatzeh is a Chiddush. Because after all, once Chametz becomes Asar, I shouldn't own it. I can't own Yisuri Hana. What does the Gemara say though? Shnei Dvar Masan HaKasav, two Chidushim. There are two things that aren't really mine. The Torah considers them mine. Chametz and, if I dig a pit in Rosh Hasharabim. Those two things. So the whole thing is a Chiddush. So maybe that's why the Bahag says what he says. The whole thing is a Chiddush. So therefore, even if you have a very low connection to it, one could still be Chayiv if you are a Shomer. Finishing up, if somebody violates this and buys chametz on Pesach, and you keep it, you get malchus, as we have discussed. If I just have chametz in my house, but I didn't buy it, I didn't do an action, you don't get malchus. Because there's no action, you don't get malchus. You only get malchus if you did an action. As we discussed, the chinuch's definition of lav sheish b'maisa, ein b'maisa, we discussed that a couple of times already in the past. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, we'll have to squeeze it to 20 minutes, about 45 hours of shiurim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem, that'll be tomorrow's mitzvah Chaf Aleph. We will stop. Parsha Shir tonight, by the way, Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45. Feel free to look at it at OU.org as well. Last night there was a Daf Yomi, an extra Daf Yomi Shir also related to the Daf, Maisa Ones, Maisim in the situation of Ones. Feel free to listen.